Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton and Alan LaMarquand are back for this episode as we talk about the latest Microsoft Virtual Academy course on anything and everything Windows Server 2012. From virtualization to manageability, PowerShell, storage, access and identity, VDI and remote FX, this is a can't-miss preview of what's coming out in the next few weeks for the MVA. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro technical evangelist for Microsoft here in Tampa, Florida, in my studio, and we're bringing you the monthly update for Microsoft Virtual Academy with, of course, my guest and star and dean of MBA, Alan Lindeboy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing too bad at all. How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. Looks like you're flying leg back there. You look like you're getting ready for the Olympics.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it'll be Olympics time, yep.
Yep. Countdown coming up here a few more days. So, but welcome back to the IT Time TechNet Radio. We're going to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy and what's coming in September, the new stuff. You want to elaborate on that?
Sure, yeah. So we're looking at releasing a series of courses in the September timeframe. Pretty much every week through September, we'll release at least two courses on Windows Server 2012. Covering a variety of topics. We're going to go into a lot more detail than we have in the First Look course that's up there today. So, you know, imagine that First Look course, take all the items in there and then deep dive onto various components and various modules within that. That's what this this series of courses will look like. So a whole lot of information, a whole lot of demos, a lot of text, a lot of information. It's going to be a great September if you want to know anything about Server 2012.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have a little sneak preview of what those components may look like?
Absolutely, yes. So obviously we're going to talk about virtualization. So there's a look at the virtualization piece. So we're going to look at the scalability and the mobility of that and the availability. So most of the features that are in kind of the Hyper-V component of Server 2012 will be included in there. We're going to look at other pieces to do as well. Like there'll be talking about the switch, the network switch, the extensibility of the switch. We'll talk about multi-tenancy as well. So we've got a couple. There's one specifically on virtualization, and then there's one on networking, which kind of talks about the whole variety of networking, but also network virtualization. So we'll talk about, like I said, multi-tenancy and the extensible switch. We're going to look at things like managing that infrastructure and the IP address management of pieces. So the two together give you a very good idea of what's going on underneath the hood, how that works with virtualization, and then how Hyper-V sits on top, and basically how you can make your, you know, network kind of virtualized, easy to manage, easy to use, and very available. We look at storage technology as well. There's been a lot of work obviously in the storage technology space, so people have heard of storage spaces. Well, we'll cover storage spaces. There's some modifications into the SMB and how it supports SQL and Hyper-V. We'll talk about that. Cluster shared volumes has changed, and of course cluster aware updating. So we'll talk about both of those particular components. And we'll also talk about some of the file system enhancements. So if you haven't already kind of cottoned on things like CheckDisk. CheckDisk now runs continuously, so it's always continually monitoring. So today, if you need to go check a disk because you think there's an issue, then when you run the CheckDisk fixer part, it can run for hours. Well, actually in 2012, it's running all the time, so the time to actually fix is very, 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 very small. It's really reduced. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the enhancements on that side of the house. We'll talk about, obviously, we can't get away from access and identity, so we'll talk about some of the new stuff in AD. We'll talk about some remote desktop services as well and how people can get in. We'll talk about dynamic access control, which is a really nice feature. So we've got a good module on that tells you how to use it, what it does, and everything you really need to know about DAC. And of course, direct access. We can't get away from not talking about direct access. I use it, you use it. It's a great piece of technology, and it's been kind of modified and simplified in 2012, so we'll cover that. The other thing, of course, you know, it does with any server product, the big question is how do you manage it, and how can you make things a little simpler to happen all the time? How can you automate it? Well, not to worry. We have a module on that. We have a course on that with several modules that talk about, management and automation with PowerShell, how to do multi-server management from the kind of the management consoles, what the new features are in PowerShell version 3, what the new components are, what the new plugins are, the commandlets, and all that. And basically, what we've done under the hood to make it much easier to not only manage one server or 10 servers, 100 servers, 1,000 servers, it's as easy to manage them across the board as it is to manage one. So we'll talk in depth about that. And then we'll do some, we've got a course on VDI. So we'll talk about the what's changed in the VDI and some of the functionality that the server now has for things like remote FX and how you can deliver really good, rich experiences to any kind of client by using hardware based in the server itself. And last but not least, we can't get away without talking about the web components and how the Server 2012 is kind of the application platform. So we'll talk about scalability of IIS 8 and certificate management, the configuration editor and everything like that. And of course, underlying all that, we'll also talk about how it integrates with the cloud and how it works with Azure and those components. So over the kind of the course of September, I look to have a couple of courses a week, varying lengths, but generally 3 to 4 modules per course over that entire period. So if you want to take the 2012 first look course and then take a little deeper, September's your time frame to do that.
Sounds great. I didn't know if that was a duck in the background quacking back there. But wow, it sounds like a superior lineup you got there for courses coming in MVA in September. You know, a good way to get started, Alan, is to have these folks go up and take a look at what we got up there, specifically all the good lineup of the System Center components. Take those assessments online with the MVA, and that'll be a great kind of a good springboard into taking some of the courses that are coming up, like the 10751 Private Cloud Configuration and Deployment of System Center 2012. We got a lot of System Center courses up on MVA. Great place to start for your assessments, and then take that, the courses. The other one is the 10750 Private Cloud Monitoring and Operations with System Center 2012. Those are a couple of both online or live classes that you can take to get ready for certifications. So excellent, man. That's great. It's always good to have you on the IT Time Tech Dot Radio to talk about what's coming in the following month for MVA. Of course, if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is a monthly series with Alan Limaquan, the Dean of Students for the Microsoft Virtual Academy. He's back in the UK. So what do you want to leave us with here?
Well, over the next next few weeks and leading up to the next episode, if we don't manage to get it for the next episode, it'll certainly be the episode afterwards. Obviously, I've just gone through a whole lot of stuff on Server 2012, and the question will be out there, well, what about the client? We've kind of recently announced the dates for the availability and all this sort of information about when it releases, when you can get your hands on it, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, within that, MVA is not going to be left out. So I'm going to hope that by the next show, while the 2012 courses go out, we'll be able to talk about the server product and what's happening. The client product, what's happening there, and maybe we'll share some light on any of the new updates to System Center with the Service Pack 1 side of things. So next couple of episodes, we'll change away from the server a bit more and focus more on the client, and then back onto the System Center stuff as we go through into the turn of the year. It kind of sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? We're talking about courses that are going to come out at the turn of the year, and it's we're in kind of August, July, August here now.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to promoting those courses and as well as always the MBA. So with that, Alan, thanks for being on IT Time Techno Radio. Wish you the best of luck with traffic during the Olympics there. You're better off to work virtually from your home, and look forward to talking with you in the next episode of MBA and with IT Time. With that, it's a wrap.